On Quicksland this morning, we want to preview a show that Carousel Productions is going to be putting on starting this week in Bevere. It's called Class of 69, A Reunion. And joining me are the co-directors and co-writers, Jean Marie Fiquet and Mary Beth Truitt. When last we saw you, you were in Lockhaven.
I know. I'm
she
retired.
She wrote plays even when she was at Lockhaven.
That's right.
This is our second. We're old pros now.
You guys are heading to Broadway soon. Huh?
Well, that would be awesome.
Yeah. All right.
From your mouth to their ears.
Carousel Productions, give us some background.
Well, Carousel's actually Macon's. We don't want to confuse it because we are performing this show in Bevere, but it's Macon's Community Theater. Started at 1978, was there from the beginning. Jeannie joined shortly after.
But I've always been from Bevere.
But she's always been from Bevere. We usually produce a couple of shows at least a year, normally at the Royal Theater in Macon. We share that with Maple's Rep Theater. We kind of get confused with Maples every now and then, but Carousel is Macon's Community Theater. And I say Macon very loosely because we've just had people from, you know, the surrounding counties that have joined us, and we've been a pretty successful community theater throughout the years.
Without question.
Probably. I used to work for the Missouri Arts Council, so I have somewhat of a statewide perspective on it. Easily one of the oldest, longest running community theaters in the state.
As far as I know, Carousel's always been here since I've been here, right?
It's almost older than you, Brad.
maybe not that old, but 30 years at least. So
40 this year.
That's what I said. So I've been here 30.
Is actually our 40th year.
Wow.
So besides this show, we're planning in the fall to have some sort of a reunion show as well.
That'd be great.
Something. We don't know what that's going to be.
Okay. So this is... there's a lot to dig into with an interactive
Absolutely.
Show, but let me just begin with the whole premise, Class of 69 Reunion.
That is right.
Is that,
what
and
else
it
is there to
ask,
say?
Is that either one of your classes?
No, it is not. It actually isn't. It isn't, but you know, we thought, let's
Why
do a reunion.
69?
Why 69? Because we can play any of the music is really what it was. You know, and the whole era of the 60s is just... You know, I think one of the best eras in history, but in every way, but in music as well. And so we knew we wanted a hot band, which we have, and we could play any music from any part
and
of the
60s. Love the humor and the message, peace, love, fun. And high school is always fun. I mean, everybody goes, oh, remember when we did that? Remember when we did this? And, you know. Life was good in the 60s.
So it strikes me the first thing is costumes are going to be.
Well, actually, this takes place in modern day.
Oh, okay.
So it is a reunion.
It's a class
reunion.
Okay.
So it is modern day. We do have some hippies returning, so you will see some 60s. And we tell the audience members, if you want to dress reminiscent of the 60s, go for it. That would be great because this is truly... interactive. The audience that comes becomes part of the reunion. In other words, when they arrive, they become part of the class of 69. So our actors, I know they can't see me in quotation marks, the actors actually interact with our audience members as if they were fellow class members.
All right.
That's what's really...
The convention of the play is that the quote actors... are the planning committee. You know how there's always a planning committee for a class reunion that meets in advance and makes all the jokes up and sets all the games. And so the actors in this particular production are the planning committee.
All right. It starts Thursday, April 12th. We'll go Thursday through Saturday this week and the following week. You can get tickets at the Royal Theater.
You can get tickets at the Royal Theater. You can also get tickets, especially for our Moberly people, who are listening or any of the area out of Macon by calling and making reservations. We do want reservations 24 hours in advance because this is a dinner theater.
All right.
They get dinner, dance, and the show for the price of admission. And the number that they can call is 660-676-2892. We'd be happy to take those reservations.
All right, 24 hours in advance. So, Gene, what's kind of the... the schedule for the evening for the spectators that are coming?
Well, the social hour begins at 6:15. The reunion program proper begins at 7. And the last time we sort of ran a time on it, I think you could count on eating by 7:30.
But so you eat in the course of the show?
Correct. Absolutely. It's a class reunion. Yes. You eat with the class.
Yep. Yeah.
There's no... You're not going anywhere. It's a class reunion. It's just like if you went to your class reunion and you visited a little bit and the senior class president had a few words to say and tell you how it was going to go, and then they say, oh, it's time to eat, and then you eat, and then the band's playing. It's just a class reunion.
There's a lot of stuff going on through the night.
So you are going to be involved in the show.
It is. There is so much stuff. If anyone came to see our Kid and Kate's Western wedding, it's that kind of same where all of the actors, that we've got things that are set up. We've got, I just don't want to give away anything because there's so much humor.
We can talk about who you are, can't we?
Well, we can. There is a band.
There is a band.
So the band's during the whole, during the whole show.
Yes. During the whole show. Okay. And one of the band members is a classmate who's returning to town. She hasn't been back in quite a while. Her name is Rena, and she actually is quite a famous female vocal rock star. She's the only member of the class to make it on the cover of the Rolling Stone, and she's there to get back together with her old band, and she'll be performing for us, which is really kind of cool because not all of us get to go to her concerts, so it's fun to have her home.
Who plays Rena?
Mary Beth Lolly Wyatt Truitt.
right here.
On
the cover of the Rolling Stone. That is right.
All right.
And we also have a disc jockey. You know, it was so in the 60s. That was what we all tuned our radio to, Brad. And so we have a disc jockey named Far Out Freddy that will be played by Steve Wilhoit. So Far Out Freddy really keeps the action moving throughout the night. We have a whole cast of very colorful characters. Like we said, we've got the hippies. We've got the class, you know, the cheerleaders, the pom-pom girls returning. And we have Susie, played by Tony Rickenberg is playing, who was, of course, you know, the little, goody two-shoes cheerleader.
Captain of the cheerleaders. Has to have everything organized and going her way. And we have Jonna Clark playing sister Mary Frances.
Who was a hippie, now turned a nun. So we've got all kinds of very colorful, fun characters all through the night.
All right. Joined by Jean Marie Fiquet and Mary Beth Truitt here on the program. So how large is the cast?
Oh, gosh.
18, I think.
Yeah,
we have go-go girls,
well,
too.
We're probably, and then including the band is a seven-piece band. So we're up probably around 35, all said and done. Because even like our caterer, who is Jeannie over here, Jean Fiquet, she has a crew, and they're part of the people that are helping to serve, they're part of the cast, and no one comes out of character. So if you come to the show and you call me by the name, my name right here today, I'm not that person that night. Mm-hmm. And I will not identify as that person. We've spent 8 weeks, a couple of months, really, that is really brought home is how we stay in character.
So I need to, from now on in this interview, call you Rena?
That's right. You can call me Rena.
Okay.
But you can call me Rena.
I'm the caterer, but I keep my real my birth name.
All right.
I just am the caterer. And I will be happy to tell you the menu, because one of our class members, Chops, who is from another town, said that he was talking to people about it, and they said, well, they didn't mind coming, but they weren't going to come for a hot dog. I said, well, Chops, they need to come and just hear you on trumpet. But anyway, I have been telling people the menu just in case it makes them feel better. It's a wood-fired grilled tenderloin steak, penne rigatta in red sauce, garlic green beans, Italian slaw, Texas garlic Texas toast, however you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss anything?
I think you're right.
And
you want to mention your chef?
I am the chef.
You're the chef.
And J.P. Hartung of Macon, who is a grill master.
Should you tell him what dessert is, Jeannie?
Brownies.
Served by our hippies.
Well, if you can, if you want to go to the show now, it's a good time.
I wish everyone could see Brad's face as we're doing this. Well,
after the show, then, do you have transportation back home?
Well, let me tell you.
We do have Donnie Roberts of Bevere, who has a limousine service.
Right.
Has loaned us his limousine for the run of the show.
But we want to tell you.
Might take you back to Moberly if you talk nice, Brad.
Our band is incredible, and we have a feeling that we're going to have a hard time getting them to stop at the end of the night. So, you know, it's just really going to be an incredible experience for people, especially our baby boomers. I think that every song is from the 60s, and every song we have a folk song medley. So, I mean, we tried to hit all the different genres of the 60s, and I would say we're around 40 songs strong.
Wow.
We've got at least, yeah. So, I mean, you will get your money's worth. So
And don't feel threatened by Far Out Freddy's radio station, because it only broadcasts from the Class of 69's reunion.
That's right.
WBCN, the beacon.
That's so. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, finish up with our ladies. We're talking about the Carousel production show, Class of 69, a reunion which starts this Thursday in Bevere.
Girls, we have so much fun working here at Dr. Bordson's.
I know, but we sure don't want Doc to know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Our headaches might come back.
You know, speaking of headaches, Dr. Bordson is still helping folks get rid of their headaches.
Yeah, just by helping their eyes work easier together. Doc is good at what he does.
But don't let him know it.
Wouldn't it be a shame if you could see better and didn't? Call Dr. Dan Bordson in downtown Moberly today at 263-3737.
Okay, Michael, open up and say, ah.
Hey, Doc.
Yes?
Mind if I record this dental visit for a radio commercial?
No, not at all.
Because I want to show people how gentle you are. How easy it is to have nice, straight, pearly whites. From cleaning and teeth whitening to crowns and root canals. You make it seem like...
Okay, all done.
Ah, no trouble at all.
Smile Dental, your gentle dentist for the whole family. Located on Rollins Street and Highway 63 in Moberly.
All right, Mary Beth and Jean, how long has it taken to put this show together? You're co-writing, co-directing? Give us a clue.
You're talking about our start date or the cast start date or who started?
How long does it take to pull this together?
We started writing, I think, towards the middle to end of August is when Jeannie and I started. And we started meeting about just putting, you know, it starts by just all the different ideas. You know, we just started brainstorming, and then you have to go to what we call a timeline. The script is what we call a timeline, basically.
For an interactive, it's a bit different than a scripted play.
If you just wrote a regular stage play, it's different. It's the timeline through the night, and what are we going to do here, and how are we going to do it? And then all the characters have what is called a backstory. And Jeannie writes those for the characters so that they understand who they are, you know, and how did they intertwine? How did all the different characters intertwine? It's quite an amazing process, but it's fun. And we put the band together and we have meetings with them as far as what song.
And we cast it around January, I think it was. And they've been meeting on and off since then. And we've been in 3-night-a-week rehearsals since February. Yeah. So
since it's interactive, is there some improv?
It's all. It's pretty much all ad lib.
There's a general idea, really, but there's not a total script.
Right.
You can
Yeah.
Well, because it changes every night. It depends on you. I mean, when you come and you talk to them and you bring your life into the picture and you ask your stories or you're interacting your way, then their answers change. So,
the general,
the audience?
Yes. The general, I mean, the general of
you, Brad, the returning class member of 1969.
Right.
Remember when you walk through the door, you're no longer necessarily Brad. You can change your name. You can be Steve if you want.
The general idea, the general outline, the timeline does not change. So what we do and how we do it and when we do it, but it's always so much fun to listen to the cast after. Each show, because they'll say, oh, I had the best table here, and this person asked me this or said this or wanted to do this or wanted to dance or didn't want to dance or wanted to be part of this. And so, it's the cast really just feeds off of the audience. And that's what becomes ad-lib. Our disc jockey, our DJ, for the night, I mean, he's the one who keeps it rolling from different scene to different scene. But, yeah, that part of it doesn't change.
So how do you conduct rehearsals without an interactive audience?
And it's interesting. I mean, people are going around talking to empty tables.
That's the hardest part of one of these shows is because it would be really nice to be able to practice with an audience. But, of course, you never get that.
It's so mainly our practices, besides learning that timeline, are developing your character. What might you be asked? What might be something you would say? What are you going to say when you go up to a table? Our practices have even included going out to dinner as a cast to a restaurant and then in character and going up just to tables of people and talking to them, and they think you're crazy for a little bit, but you hand them something that says, here, come to the reunion. But they finally figured out.
It is not an easy thing for some actors. It takes a certain kind of person to get comfortable with this, although our company members have done two of them, and then they do all the other kind of shows we do, too, because this is just what's being offered up. But some people, let's put it this way, some people are more comfortable doing this kind of a show than others because you no longer have stage and footlights, as it were, between you and them. You are one of them, and you're in the middle of them, and they surround you on all sides. You have to be very comfortable in your skin.
One of the things, we said social hours at 6:15. It's not just a, social hour as you think of social hour. It is really where you meet your classmates. So that 6:15 to 7 when we actually start is a time that you get to meet the characters. They're coming around talking to you. You're getting to think about, who might I be tonight? I can be whoever I want to be of the class of 69. So it's really, I hate for people to think, I just need to show up at 7. They really need to start milling in.
It's not like it won't be fun from 7 on, but the soonest as you can get off work and get there, the more there's something there for you. Let's put it that way.
The band will already be playing. There's just stuff going, a lot of stuff going on between that 6:15 and 7.
All right, it's Thursday through Saturday this week and the following week. Yeah. Get there by 6:15. All right, well, give us a feel for the Shoemaker Event Center setup then.
Okay.
Because we got dinner involved. If I think about going to a show, I think I'm sitting in a theater seat. Now, this is
dinner theater. You're at a table. It's like you were at a class reunion at a banquet hall.
Yeah. And so there's tables set up.
I'm not, in Macon it would be like the Expo Center or the Elks or something like that or the Shoemaker Event Center. Or I don't know, I'm not so familiar in Moberly, I'm sorry, on what people have, where people have their parties.
So there's a stage, there are tables.
Well, for the band,
there's a stage for the band, there's tables. We've got tables 4, 6, 8, up to 9, 10 that we can seat. We've got people that are buying out tables. We want to encourage people
there's
to come to opening
there is
night.
There is a cash bar. Didn't mention that, but if it's something you're interested in, there is a cash bar.
And then there's another room, actually, that we do go through, the audience goes through and does the food and picks up the food
because of our and plates. Because of the way that building's configured. It's just a, what do you want to call it, food line, not a food line.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
Buffet line, that's
yes,
the word.
That would be the food line.
Is the facility climate controlled? Because obviously we've
had
cold weather.
Yes,
so
it'll be fine. We will have it heated.
So you don't have to prepare for the elements if it's a little chilly.
No, it will be heated.
Well, it's going to be 70 on Wednesday.
Yes, you guys are predicting some good weather. Yep. As far as Shoemaker's is at Shoemaker's RV Park, the campground.
Area,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm.
You drive in and you just go back down. It goes down a hill down by the lake. And there's a little event center. And we're going to seat probably 150 to 175 people a night. So it's a nice size.
Good.
And it's perfect for us.
Okay, again, you need 24 hours notice?
We need 24 hours notice, mainly for Jean Marie for the food and for our caterer. And we do, like I said, we can pick up tickets. You can pick up tickets at the Royal Theater Macon Monday through Friday. What are the box office hours?
10 to 4.
10 to 4.
But we understand that that's not possible because we do increasingly in all of our carousel productions actually see people coming from farther and farther away, which is why we have the number, which once again is 660-676-2892. And you can reserve and hold at the door at that number because, I mean, we understand that people from Moberly or Shelbina or Edina or Kirksville or Chillicothe can't drop by Macon.
And so we do need cash or checks.
Oh, yes.
We do not have a debit machine. We're just a poor little community theater. So,
And you have a Facebook page.
We do.
Thank you. And most of this information is there. And it's Carousel Productions.
Macon, Missouri. Macon, Mo.
Carousel Productions, Macon, Mo. Because there's a couple other carousels out there on Facebook. But Carousel Productions, Macon, Mo. Has tons of information, pictures, videos. Yeah. About the production. It's cool. Yeah. It's a cool little page.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For those who enjoy shows but are a little more reserved.
Well, you know.
Should they be intimidated?
No. Because you really can participate as much as you want. If you don't want. No one is going to force you to go out on the dance floor or anything like that. But and if you choose not to put a name tag on. It's all good. It's going to be fun. I think from the beginning we just said we want this to be fun, people. You know, we don't want the seriousness. There were some real serious things in the 60s. You know, we look at it now as a great fun decade, but there were really some pretty, you know, serious issues at that point. We're not going to be discussing those or thinking about those.
We're not doing anti-war demonstrations.
No, we are fun. It is just a night of fun, and a person can have as much fun.
Well, you know, we talked about that, and one of the guys in the cast said, you know, it's true. The first 5 years you talk about this, then the 10-year reunion you talk about this. He said, but, you know, when you get up to this, you know, reunion, which would be 39 in our case, right? Or something. No, what is it? 49.
We can't figure out the math. But I can't remember.
But at any rate, we said, you 49. Know, you just say, remember when. This is just a remember when, you know.
Remember
the night we partied here. Remember when we had the bunking party. Remember when the football team, we actually have some of the football boys there.
And you know what? We have got a magic carpet ride. We need to say that what we did is the whole building has been turned into prom 1969, basically. And the theme was magic carpet ride. And so, of course, you're going to hear that song. But Dan Coons, who is also in the show, we will not tell you what he's playing, he and Lee Simon, together, who is one of our people for props and decorating and scenery, and they did a fantastic job on this magic carpet ride. And Dan told me yesterday, because, you know, when we first started, I was like, you know, people are going to want to ride this. Oh, he says, I don't know if I want anyone riding this except for cast members. Well, yesterday at the event center, we were doing some stuff, and he said, you know what? I think I've changed my mind. I want everybody to ride the magic carpet ride. And it's really, really cool. Very neat.
All right.
And so we've got, that's what I'm saying. There's just fun in every corner. There's not a bad seat in the house. Even if you're in the back, you think you're farther away from the stage, the characters come to you. They all night long, they mill around, they come to everybody, they're talking, there's scenes that are going on. As a matter of fact, one of the most fun scenes of the whole show takes place in the back. So it's just, there's fun everywhere.
So it's really, it's a play that fits all sizes. An evening that fits all sizes. If you're the kind of person who just likes to go and smile quietly and drink your coffee, you'll fit right in. Or if you think you want to try to win the dance contest because you're pretty sure that you can do the twist better than anybody else, or the pony,
or
the swim.
Or they might want to get up in the tower with one of the go-go girls.
They might want to get up in the tower.
I don't know.
There's just no rules.
I wonder how many of our listeners remember the Hullabaloo, the show Hullabaloo.
I wish we could have a call-in vote because I did never watch Hullabaloo.
But I did. So we have Hullabaloo Towers.
We need to remember bringing that up on Party Line.
That's right.
All right. So it's Class of 69, a reunion put on by Carousel Productions. And again, tickets are on sale at the Royal Theater in downtown Macon. Box office hours 10 to 4. or that phone number, 660-676-2892. And anything else you need to add?
Thanks for having us.
Just thanks, and please come, and it will be, it's a very unique experience and fun, something that you've not done before.
Thanks, Rainey.
You're welcome.
Rainey and Jean Marie, my guests, here on Quicksland This Morning.